Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. So the Rambam writes underneath the Kotaras that Yesh b'chlol in shnei mitzvos aser midivrei sofim ve'enan min haminyan. Ubiyu shnei mitzvos elu b'prakim elu. So the first shorash in Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Shorashim is that the minyan tayag should only include mitzvahs d'oraisa, not mitzvahs d'rabban. That's what the Rambam is saying, that the mitzvahs to be discussed in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah are mid'rabbanan, and as such, they're in a min haminyan. Which day mitzvahs does the Rambam have in mind? So l'chor as follows, the very first line in Hilchos Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah b'zmanan mitzvahs aser midivrei sofim. So that's one, Kriyas HaMegillah. And then if you look in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Gimel, so after giving the background to the historical background to Chanukah, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel describes the takon of Chanukah. And then he says, V'yomim Elu, towards the end of Halacha Gimel, V'yomim Elu, Hein HaNikran Chanukah, V'hen Asurin Behesped V'tainis Kimei HaPurim, V'hadlaka Saneus V'hem Mitzvah Midivei Sofim, K'kriyas HaMegillah. It's pretty clear that what he intended under the Kotaris is that he was conferring to Mikra Megillah and not Hanukkah. The question is, though, why the Rambam refers to it as two mitzvahs? If you take a look in Perek Beis of Megillah, Halacha Yudalit, Halacha Tazvav, Halacha Tazayin, so the Rambam quotes the Chi of Simcha, Shalachmanis and Matanis Avyanim. Mitzvos Yom Avos Olivnei Kfarim V'yom Chamishas Olivnei Krachim L'yosam Yimei Mishle V'simcha Mishalachmanis L'reyim U'matanis L'avyanim. So there's an additional three mitzvos. Mishle V'simcha Shalachmanis and Matanis L'avyanim. In Hilchos Chanukah, so in addition to Ner Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, B'chol Yom V'Yom Yishvan Asa Yomim Ha'elu of Chanukah Gom Nesa Halo Mevarech Baruch Ato Hashem L'Kenem Ha'olam Shekitshan Mitzosa V'tzivan Ligmo Asa Halo Ben Yochid Ben Tzibor Afal Pishakri Asa Halo Mitzvah Midivei Sofim Make a Bekos HaMitzvah. And then in Halacha Vav the Rambam continues V'Halo Shal Chanukah Bovad Husha Midivei Sofim. So the Rambam should have had six mitzvahs in the are going to be discussed in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. So look how it follows. If you look in the Rambam's Hagdama to the Yad, after he finishes enumerating the Taryag, so the Rambam writes, Elu heim sheishmeos u'shloshesri mitzvah shenemel l'moshe v'sinai. Then skipping a couple of lines, V'yesh mitzvos acheres sheneschad shu'acha matan Torah v'kovu osa nevi'en v'chachamim u'pashru b'chol Yisrael g'gon mikru Megillah v'ner Chanukah v'taynis Tishabah v'yadayim v'erevin. There are other mitzvahs besides the Taryag d'Oraisa. There are mitzvahs d'Rabban. Kol elu ha-mitzvahs shan neschadshu that were introduced after Matan Torah, chayavim ono lekablam alashamam. So lekablam means to recognize the authority of Chazal to have introduced these mitzvot, to be mekabel them as mitzvot, and then l'shama, and then practically to fulfill them, to observe them. Shenema l'sos mikol adova, ve'enam tosefes al mitzvot ha'Torah. Ve'alma hishira Torah l'sosef v'l'sigra. Why doesn't every mitzvah d'rabbanan violate the Isser of Baal Tosef? Ve'alma hishira Torah l'sosef v'l'sigra. Shelo yia navi rashai l'chadish davar v'loma shekadosh baruch hu tzivo b'mitzvah zo l'hosifu l'mitzvah sator o l'chaser achas me'elu asher shmeros u'shlosh esrei mitzvahs. If the Navi, if Chazal would allege that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly commanded Mikra Megillah or Ner Chanukah or Eruvin or Netilas Yadayim or Tisha B'Av and the like, so then Eino Chanami. That would be a violation of Baal Tosef. Aval im hosifu bezdin im Navi sheyeh ba'oso hazman mitzvah derech takana o derech hora o derech gizera ein zo tosefes. Shaharelo omru shakadosh baruch hu tzivohu lasos eruv olikos ha-megillah ba'onasa. Ve'ilu omru kein hayu mosifin ala Torah. Ela kachanu omim. Shahanaviyim imbezdin tiknu v'tzivu olikos ha-megillah ba'onasa. So again, A, the Rambam is reiterating. It has to be clearly delineated as not the oraisa. Right? This is not the result of a direct tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But moreover, Neviim and Bezdin Tiknu V'tzivu Likos HaMegillah Bonos G'day Lahazkir Shvachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'tshuos She'osa Lanu V'hoyakarov L'shavenu G'day L'vorchu L'halalo U'g'day L'hudia L'ador Sabom She'emes V'ashav Tichonim B'atori Ki Migragod L'shalo L'him Krov Me'lov Kashem Elokeinu V'chol Karenu Eilov. It's not enough that Chazal clearly indicated b'shaito that Mikra Megillah is not d'oraisa. It's a takana that we're now making. But they also have to explain, they have to have this in their minds, and that's part of the takana, what it is min ha-Torah. What Torah, what mitzvah ha-Torah, what yesodistic belief from the Torah that this mitzvah d'rabbanan is coming to protect or facilitate or to foster. Dahainu, there's no such thing as an independent d'rabbanan. Every d'rabbanan, the reason a d'rabbanan is not Baal Tosef is A, because it's identified as such, and B, because it's not on the same level. It's not that now there's 614 mitzvahs. No, there's 613 mitzvahs. There's the Torah. And then Chazal were charged with protecting, with facilitating, with fostering what it is in the Torah. So every Durabonon links up with something in the Torah. Maybe it links up with a mitzvah l'asa, saying it's a halchaka. We don't eat b'sar of b'chalav as a halchaka, not to eat b'sar behemah b'chalav. Or maybe there's a basic belief that the Torah imparts, such as the efficacy of tefillah b'tzivua, which, as is the case by Kriyas and Megillah, that's part of what the Rambam says, that Kriyas and Megillah comes to bolster that belief. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? It's an interesting take on Kriyas HaMegillah, right? That Kriyas HaMegillah is to illustrate for us and to reinforce our belief in the efficacy of Tefillah B'Tzivua. So if you have the Gemara in Megillah for a moment, so we're going to take a look at Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Beginning beginning on Yud Amud Beis, so the Gemara has from a whole series of Amoraim that, for instance, Rabbi Yonasan Pasach La Pischa Lahai Parsha Sa Mehacha. Rashi explains, Kshahaya Rotza Lidrash V'inyan Igeris Purim, before he would begin darshaning Megillas Esther, this was his introduction to the drasha on Megillas Esther. Before he'd start darshaning the psukim of Megillas Esther, so this would be his this would be his introduction, and the Gemara goes on to quote it. So, for instance, Rabbi Yonasan quotes a pasuk that refers to Vashti, right? So the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph quotes that Rav Masna Amar Mehacha. Rav Masna, it's around, I don't know, 10 lines or so after they branch out on Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha. This was Rav Masna's introduction to when he would start darshaning the psukim in Megillas Esther. This is where the Rambam got it. So what's the relevance to Megillas Esther? How is that the introduction to darshaning the psukim in Megillas Esther? Ki mi goy gadol ashalo Elohim krov melov. Again, the end of the pasuk is Hashem Elokeinu b'chol karein elov. So the Rambam says, no, aha, that's the pshat. The Gemara is telling us that the Pesume Nisa that we're supposed to hear in the lines, between the lines of the Megillah, is a Pesume Nisa which was brought about through the Tfila B'tziva, through the Lech Knos, the Skala Yehudim. When does everything turn around? Everything turns around. And the Lech Knos, the Skala Yehudim. Okay. So again, so the way the Rambam understands that mitzvahs derabbanan do not violate Bal Tosef is because A, they're identified as such, and B, because they're not freestanding, they're not independent, they're oriented towards, they're calibrated towards something in the Torah. And that's indispensable for a Durabonah not to be a Hosaf ala Torah. Even if it would be identified as a Durabonah, but it wouldn't be calibrated towards something in the Torah, it wouldn't be oriented towards something in the Torah, so then it would be a Hosafa. It would be a Hosafa. It can't be that Chazal said, you know, hey, let's make a Purim, it's a fun day, people have a good time, why not? Mehecha Teise. It has to be linked to something in the Torah. It has to be there to protect or to facilitate or to foster something in the Torah. And that's what the Rambam sees partially from this Gemara of Rav Masna Amar Mehacha. So Nechzei Anan. So in addition to Kriyas and Megillah, so the Rambam illustrates, again, this klal for Kriyas and Megillah. Clearly, it applies to every mitzvah d'Rabbanan. So let's say Shalchamanos, Matanos Navionim, Sudas Purim. What's the Oraisa linchpin for those mitzvahs d'Rabbanan? So l'chari, it's pashut that it's the same. Right, it's not that these other mitzvahs the Rabbanan are oriented towards something else. No, it's the same. Lehodia ledoros habayim. Again, there's the first half of the sentence also. But lehodia ledoros habayim she'emes v'ashef tichanu b'Torah ki migoy gadol asher lo Elohim kovim lo kasher lokeinu b'chol kovim alav. That emuna is bolstered by the Kriyas of Megillah, and it's bolstered by the whole celebration of the day. So Kuntais, that the core, because this is the essence of every Durabanan, because this is the justification for the Durabanan, the essence of the Durabanan is the connection to the Torah. And L'chora, even though on a practical level we can speak of four different mitzvahs hayom and Purim, but L'maisa, in terms of the shorish hadvarim, there's only one. Because again, every mitzvah derabanan, to be legitimate, to be valid, has to be, again, it has to be anchored in the Torah. And that anchor is really that's the justification for the derabanan. And in Hayos, that it's one anchor, it's one shorish. So in Memela, that's why the Rambam doesn't count Megillah, Suda, Shalachmanas, and Matanas, and Yom is four. He counts it as one. Okay, so Kriyas and Megillah is the most prominent of the four. So Kriyas and Megillah is the mitzvah, and the other three are included alongside it. Okay, so then we said there should have been six mitzvahs. So now we understand why the four of Hilchos Megillah is one, but it should still be three, no? It still should have been Kriyas and Megillah and Ne'a Chanukah and Hallel. Because the Hallel refers to the Shmona Esrei Yom. So that's still, that part of the question is still outstanding. So the Chora as follows. If you have the Sefer HaMitzvah for a minute, the Rambam in Shoresh Rishon lists a number of mitzvahs that the Bahag included in his Minyan Taryag, where the Rambam faults him for doing so, because the Rambam says the mitzvah is clearly Darabonah, and the Minyan Taryag is only supposed to be mitzvah Daraisa. So one of those mitzvahs that the Bahag includes in his Minyan Taryag is Halal. He includes Halal in the Minyan Taryag. So the Ramban, when it comes to Halal, when it comes to some of the other mitzvahs, the Ramban says, Einachanami, the Gaonim thought that the Minyan Taryag includes mitzvahs Durabanan as well. But when it comes to Halal, sorry, I'm just trying to find it here. When it comes to Halal, the Ramban says, no, the reason the Bahag has Halal in the Minyan Taryag is because Halal is Taka Daraisa. V'hanira midivrehem, if you're looking in a Frankel, it's on page Lamed Vav, in the left-hand column, the fifth line. V'hanira midivrehem, speaking about Halal, Ramban says, Shehu min ha-Torah, k'mosha peirashti. But if Halal's daraisa, so what's the mokor? Where do you think of find Halal as a daraisa? So the Ramban gives two possibilities. Either v'yiyeh halacha l'moshe misinai, or shehu b'chlal ha-simcha shenitztavinu ba, k'mo shekosuv uv'yom simchaschem uv'moadechem uv'vashay chachachem usakatem b'chatzotzos ala losechem v'al zivchei shalmechem. Ki ike ha-shira b'peh u'kli l'vesumei kolohu. So b'yom simchaschem, you blow the chatzotzos. But the Ramban says, we paskin that ikeshira v'peh, not the kli. Ukli, the instrumentation, is the Vesume Kolohu, to give a nice, sweet background to the vocals. V'nitztavinu b'simchas hashir al ha-korban v'shalom b'shas ha-korban b'chal ha-simcha. So the Ramban suggests that wherever you have a mitzvah simcha, you also have challah. On any day, which is a Yom Simcha, so the Simcha translates as challah. In saying challah. Now the Ramban is saying this min haTorah, right? The Ramban thinks that this connection between challah and simcha is min haTorah. If you take a look in the Rambam here in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, because of the miracle that the Rambam described in the opening halachos, Hiskilu Chachamim Sheba Oso Hador Sheishvan Siyam Elu Shetchilasa Milele Chamisha VeEstrim VeKislev Yimei Simcha VeHalel Umadlikim Bohem Haneros Boer Val Pisre Habatim Bechol Laila VeLaila Mishmanas Alelos. So the tour, and then the Mechaber quote the Maharami Rutenberg, who says in Shulchan Aruch, who says that the Riboy Seudos on Chanukah is Rishus. They don't have the status of Seudos Mitzvah. The Bach says, and he quotes the Maharshal to this effect as well, that the Rambam disagrees with that Maharam. Because in the Rambam it's mefurish that the Yumei Simcha, and what's more, the Bach goes on to say that he thinks we paskin like the Rambam, that they are Yumei Simcha. So the Seudos that you have in Chanukah do have the status of a Seudos Mitzvah. The Kuntus Chanukah Megillah quotes from Reb Velvel that Reb Velvel disagreed with the Bach's understanding of the Rambam. And he said, when the Rambam says Yimei Simcha, he doesn't mean that it translates into Bosa Vayayin, that it translates into Mishnah. No. It just means Yimei Simcha, that there's an Issa Hesped with Hainus. But it doesn't translate the way the Bach and the Maharshal were assuming into Seuda, be it Bosa Vayayin or I guess vodkas and sufganiyot, whatever. At first glance, so Velvel's shot in the Rambam seems very dochot. That's what Yimei Simcha means. Yimei Simcha just means Issa Hesped V'Tainus. But the emphasis is, when you read further, it's very, very compelling. Let's read again. So the Rambam said three things about Chanukah, right? That you may simcha, halal, and halakas na Chanukah. Yes? Three things. You may simcha v'halo u'mandlikin b'hem aneiros. Good. Fine. Now, v'yam elohen negram Chanukah. The Rambam continues. V'hen asurin behesped v'tainis kimei apurim v'hadlakas aneiros b'hem mitzvah midivei sofim k'kriyas ha-megillah halacha daled kol shachay v'kriyas ha-megillah chay v'hadlakas na Chanukah v'hamadlik osav alayla rishon mevayach shalash brachos V'chol haroa osa mevarach shtayim. Ubishor halayla osa madlik mevarach shtayim. V'haroa mevarach achas. She'em mevarachim shachayana ela balayla arisha. Halacha hei. V'chol yom v'yom mishmanas hayom me'elu gomim sahalal. Umevarach lefanov, etc. So what do you have here? The Rambam comes back and he elaborates the elements that he originally just mentioned, which are included in Chanukah, right? He said that Chanukah has a chiyuv of Hadlakas Neros. So now he tells us in Halacha Dalet, Kosha Chus Chayv in Hadlakas Neros, Kosha Chayv B'Kriyas Megillah Chayv Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. And he tells us about the brachos you make. He said that Chanukah is Yumei Hallel. He comes and says, what does it mean Hallel? It means to say Hallel Shalom. You say Hallel Shalom with a bracha. What about Simcha? Why doesn't he elaborate Simcha? You hear him say, why doesn't he elaborate Simcha? So the answer is he does. Because he said, V'heinasun behesvid v'heinas. So it's not only is Revel not dochik, it's so compelling that that's what the Rambam means. V'heinasun behesvid v'heinas, that gufa is the elaboration. Again, you look at the symmetry. The Shmanas Yamim Elu, Hiskinu, that Yumei Simcha, Halal Madligma Maneros. So Neros, the Rambam comes and elaborates, fleshes out. What does that mean? What does that entail? Right away he fleshes it out. Halal, the Rambam comes back, fleshes out. What does that mean? What about Simcha? Tell me something about Simcha. The answer is he did. V'heinasun, v'hesped v'tainis, k'ra'an purim. That's what Simcha doesn't mean. Riboy Su'udos. It's like it means, but like Revel learned the Pshat here in the Rambam. Okay, but now let's go a step further as the Kuntus Chanukah Megillah takes us. So he says, so the Pshat L'chor is as follows. The Rambam's Mokor he points to is the famous Bais in Megillas Tainis from Shabbos Chafal from the Beis that Asor Yomim Tovim Bahalo Lahodar. So Rashi already says Yomim Tovim doesn't mean Issa Malacha. So he says, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is as follows. That the Rambam, what the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah said on a D'oraisa Dika level, the Rambam agrees with on a D'rabbana Dika level. That where there's a Chi of Hallel, it's only in context of Yemei Simcha. Hallel isn't in a vacuum. Hallel is only, again, to say Hallel is in the framework of Yemei Simcha. And the Takana, Asan Yomim Tovim, Behallel means that's good for what. It's a yomtiv lagabe halal, right? It's yemei simcha, which allows for halal. So basically, the same relationship that the Ramban recognized, suggests on a daraisa dika level, the hainu, again, what the Ramban is miyased is that a person doesn't just say halal in a vacuum. That halal is an expression of a simcha pnimis. The Kuntus Chanukah Megillah says in the Rambam that same relationship exists, but midrabanan, and that's the pshat that Chanukah are yemei simcha. It doesn't mean simcha of basav ayayin. It doesn't mean simcha of riboy seudos, but the fact that it's yemei simcha, a simcha precludes hesped v'tainis. But B, that's what allows for Hallel. Because Hallel is only on Yemei Simcha. The same way the Ramban explained that for the Bahag Men HaTorah, the Hallel is B'chol Mitzvus HaSimcha Shenitztavinu Bo. So now, Nachso L'didan Rabosai. Why didn't the Rambam count Hallel as another Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, which he's discussing in Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah? So it's Hallel is always, again, here it's not a kasha, but just so to try to prevent confusion. the parallelism between the Bahag Ben HaTorah and the Rambam Midr Rabbanan stops at this point, but that's okay. Halal is never, Halal is always nitpal to Simcha. The Durabbanan of Halal, even on a Durabbanan Dikkel level, Mikra Megillah as a mitzvah Durabbanan is a new mitzvah. Okay, but its shorish is Lahodil L'Doros HaBoim. But as a mitzvah Durabbanan, it's a new mitzvah. Halal, even as a Durabbanan, isn't something new. Mashal L'Ma'adar V'Domeh. Would we have a question why the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos doesn't tell us that one mitzvah, Eino Min HaMinyan, which he's going to discuss in Hilchos Shabbos, is the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush is Daraisa, but B'Makom Suda is the din D'Rabbanan. So clearly, B'Makom Suda is not a new mitzvah D'Rabbanan, right? Chazal, we're telling us how to be Mekayim the mitzvah HaTorah. It's not a new mitzvah D'Rabbanan, right? So we wouldn't expect that to be listed in the... We wouldn't expect that to be listed. Mitzvahs Halal is never its own mitzvah. Because again, Halal is just, you know that mitzvah, you know that chi of simcha that you have? What are the Shemana Asar Yom Shegomer is Halal? So the 8 days of Sukkot, again, in Eretz Yisrael. The 8 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Hanukkah, first day Pesach, first day Shavuos. So the 10 D'Oraisa days, there's a mitzvah Simcha Min HaTorah. The 8 D'Rabbanan days, so certainly Chanukah as a Yom Simcha is the same mitzvah D'Rabbanan as Hadlok is Ner Chanukah, the same way Shalach Manus, Matanus, Levyonim, and Sudas Purim are the same mitzvah D'Rabbanan as Mikra Megillah. So Halal is never a new mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's Chazal telling us how to express the fact that it's a Yom Simcha, and Simcha is the mitzvah that's counted. So if we want to know why didn't the Rambam count the mitzvah d'rabbanan of saying Halal on Sukkot, on Shavuos, on Pesach? Because the answer is the same reason he wouldn't count Kiddush B'Makom Suda. It's telling us how to express how to be Mekayim. The Daraisa of Kiddush, this is telling us how to be Mekayim, the Daraisa of Simcha. Why didn't the Rambam count Halal of Chanukah? Because all of Chanukah is one mitzvah, and this is just telling us, what do you do with Chanukah, which is Yemei Simcha. That, L'chor, is the vote of us. On the Rambam's kasha about Durabonans vis-a-vis Baal Tosef, so Ether Rishonim are misyachis to this question also, that the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, commenting on the Gemara of Lama Tokin Meriing Shein Yoshvin, Tokin Meriing Shein Omdin, Deva Abiv Zasatan, whatever that means. But either way, we're blowing extra kolos. We're blowing extra kolos. When I tell you, you only have to hear 9 kolos. With the suffix of what Shvarim is, that becomes 30 kolos. But we blow more than 30 kolos. So why isn't that Baal Tosef? So Tosfos says, repeating a mitzvah isn't Baal Tosef. Let's say for a Kohen to Duchen multiple times a day is not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef means, again, if you have 5 compartments in the Tefillin instead of 4 compartments in the Tefillin. You have 5 Minim as part of Mitzvah's Lulav instead of 4 Minim. But you pick up the Lulav in the morning, you pick up the Lulav again in the afternoon, that's not Baal Tosef. The Rashba says Tosef is right. But Kushim Eikar Lesser, their answer is right. But there really was no question in the first place, because mitzvahs d'Rabbanan are not subject to Baal Tosef. So for the Rashba, it's not the pshat that that a mitzvah d'rabbanan and Chazal navigated and avoided Baal Tosef, it's that the law of Baal Tosef doesn't apply to the Sanhedrin. The same way, there are lavin which are not shavim bakol. The law of Tumas Mesim applies to Kohen and doesn't apply to everyone else. The law of Baal Tosef is not shavim bakol. It applies to Yechidim. It doesn't apply to the Sanhedrin. That's the Rosh Bar's answer. So I just saw recently, I hadn't been aware of it, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says the same thing in the Kuzari, actually. He also gives this tarot of the Rosh Bar, when he also is, when the Chaver is explaining to the king how you can have mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, so he says the same Shtikl Torah as the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was before the Rosh Bar. So he... I don't know if maybe he was the first one to say it, but Rabbi Yehuda Halevi has it already in the Kuzari. Okay, and maybe just one other over here in the Rambam and Hilchos Megillah before we start. So let's see Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, I will say. Kriyas Megillah b'zman mitzvos esem midivei sofim v'advarim yiduim shi takonas neviim v'hakol chayom b'kriyas anoshim v'noshim v'gerim v'avodim v'shuchvarim v'machanchen esektanim l'kroso v'afilu konim b'avodosa mevatlin avodosa mevbaran l'shmo mikro Megillah v'chein mevatlin talmud Torah l'mikro Megillah kal v'chom l'shom mitzvah shal Torah kulam nidochen m'nei mikro Megillah. So what the Rambam's quoting here is a Gemara in Megillah, Dav Gimel. Amav Yudah Merav, Konim Ba'avodasam, Ulevim B'duchanim, around 7 lines after they branch out on the bottom of Gimel Amad Aleph. Branch out to the right. Amar Yehuda Amarav Kohanim Bavadosan. There's an Aleph to the Ein Mishpat. Levim Beduchanim Yisrael BeMa'amodin Kulam Bevatlan Avadosan Ubaran L'Shema Mikra Megillah. Tanya Namihachi Kohanim Bavadosan Levim Beduchanim Yisrael BeMa'amodin Kulam Bevatlan Avadosan Ubaran L'Shema Mikra Megillah. Right? So that's what the Rambam is quoting. And it's not only the din from the Gemara, but even the Lashon is the Lashon HaGemara. That Boyan Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Right? It's the Lashon HaGemara. But what's so interesting is the following. In context, in the Rambam, though, there's something unusual here. The Rambam begins by saying that the mitzvah of Megillah is Kriya. Kriya sa Megillah b'zman mitzvah sa midevi sofer. Hakol chayavim b'kriyasa. The mitzvah is Kriya. Now, it's true. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam will tell us that in light of the din of Shomer Ka'ona, l'maisa, not everyone reads. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam will tell us, echad ha-kori v'echad ha-shomer min ha-kori yotza yedei chavoso. Provided, v'hu sheyishma mimishu hu chayiv b'kriyasa. Okay, good. But what's unusual is that already in Halacha Aleph, after we've only been told that Hakol Chayavim B'Kriyasa, and we've not yet been told that Yoyotze was Shmiya, so the Rambam quotes the Lashon HaGemara of Afilu Kohanim B'Avodasan, Mevatlan Avodasan, Ubaran L'Shmoa Mikra Megillah. You hear me, Avosah? Again, it's the Lashon HaGemara. So like this, it wouldn't be, there's nothing remarkable. I'm just quoting straight from the Gemara. But it's jumping the gun. In terms of the Seder HaHalachos in the Rambam, it's jumping the gun because you would have expected we haven't yet been told Echad HaKoreh v'Echad HaShomer Min HaKoreh. And yet, despite the fact that it's jumping the gun, so the Rambam insists on maintaining the Lashon Chazal of Avon Lashma and Mikra Megillah. Why not adjust it? Given the sequence in the Rambam, he should have adjusted it to Fila Karan Avadas, Mavatan Avadas, and Vikaran HaMegillah. So l'chora, the pshat is as follows. Tosfos there al hadaf in Megillah ask, because Shamayim bevatlin v'halo acha hakriya yesh harbe shuhus la'avoda. The top Tosfos in Gimel and Aleph. There's plenty of time. It's not bittel. So Tosfos says no. Even postponing it is a bittel. Then v'im toma v'yaso avodosin miyad v'achakach yikru ha-megillah levadam. Why do we have to disrupt the normal Seder Hayom and Mikdash? Let the Kohanim finish the Avodah, and then they'll read the Megillah. And clearly what Tosfos means is they'll even read the Megillah B'tzibur. They'll have a minyan. There's certainly a minyan of Kohanim in every Beis Av. So they'll make their own minyan. No, you're not supposed to have an improvised minion if you can avoid it on Purim. You're supposed to daven with the minyanim hakvuim, because the minyanim hakvuim, there are more people. So it's clear that what's mevatel avoda is not kriyas hamegillah, but it's kriyas hamegillah b'tzibur and with the normal size tzibur that one would associate with, as opposed to a reduced tzibur to allow. Now, when it comes to Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah is derived, it's a kal v'chomer me'avoda. If Mikra Megillah is docha avoda, then it's docha Talmud Torah as well. So Krum Tois, what would be the following? Let's say a person regularly has a Seder, a Chavais, his Kriyas Itim, he learns from 6 to 8:30 at night. So come Purim, so he's supposed to be mevatel that, to hear the Megillah. He's not supposed to say, well, I'll hear the Megillah after 8:30. No, he should be mevatel that, the Kriyas of Megillah. What if the case will be that for whatever reason, he can't go to shul to hear the Megillah? He's going to have to read the Megillah the Yechidus. Whatever. See, he has his Kriyas Itim from 6 to 8:30. Has his Kriyas Itim from 6 to 8:30. So the din is that mevatlin, so what is the Lashem Lishmoa convey that Likros wouldn't? Lishmoa conveys that it's Mitzibor. It's true in theory. Lishmoa could be a Shomer Ka'ona one-on-one. It could be, but that's not a kasha. The Stone of the Milsa, Lishmoa, what Lishmoa is conveying is that it's b'tzibur. And boyin, what's more, boyin, what does he have to go places for? No, he's going to shul. He's going to shul. He's going to join the tzibur. Boyin l'shmoa means he's going to join the tzibur. So that's why the Rambam bedafka, even though that's why he has to jump the gun. If the Rambam would have reformulated the Maim Chazal and would have said Kon Mevadasan Mevatlan Vadasan LeMikra Megillah, so then we would have thought that Hein Legabe Kon Mevadasan Hein Legabe Talmud Torah, even Kriyas Megillah BeYechidus is Docha Avoda. Even Kriyas Megillah BeYechidus is Docha Talmud Torah, and that's not the din. What's Docha the Avoda? What's Docha the Talmud Torah is the Kriyas Megillah BeTzibur. Again, Lu Yehi, Halacha L'Maisa, if you would imagine the following case. for whatever reason, someone will not be able to hear the Megillah B'Tzibah. For whatever reason. And at Tzeis HaKochavim, ordinarily, he's in the midst of a Seder. He has a Kriyas Itim. That ordinarily, he's learning at that point. So the point is that what emerges here, and it's implicit in Tosis as well, not explicit in Tosis, what emerges here from the Rambam is, no, the Docha of Avoda, the Docha of Talmud Torah is Dafka, the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur. Not that Chazal said that Mitzvah's Kriyas HaMegillah you have to fulfill before Mitzvah's Talmud Torah or Avoda. No, Dafka, the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur. And if you look, some of the poskim record the halacha that way. For instance, if you look in the Chayei Adam, so when the Chayei Adam quotes then, he says that the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur is docha. But lo yehi, that it's a question of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yochid, or the regular Kriyas Itim, so then ain't a chanami. A person would learn his regular Kriyas Itim, and only afterward would he read the Megillah. Okay, we'll stop here.